This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on this segment of Inside Austin is Katie Chow, the Director of Public Relations for the Circuit of the Americas here in Austin. And she is joining us today to talk about their Peppermint Parkway. First of all, love the name Peppermint Parkway. That is, I've been saying that in my head ever since we booked this interview. Been walking around going Peppermint Parkway.
We always say you definitely have to sing it.
Yeah, you can't help it. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, you really can't help it. It's Peppermint Parkway.
Exactly, it's singy songy. That's the whole point. We love it.
So, and we have you on today to talk about your, this is really cool. As somebody, I've said this before in the air that I don't drive. I don't drive a car. I haven't driven a car in a long, long time. This makes me want to drive a car.
Well, it sure makes me want to drive as well, especially with one of our pieces of Peppermint Parkway, which is called the Candy Cane Cruise. And it actually allows you to drive your own car on our world famous 3.41 Formula One track.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Getting to take your car under any circumstances around a racetrack, even if you have a race car or not, it doesn't matter if you're driving a minivan, it's still pretty cool. Let alone you get to do it with Christmas lights. Like if that doesn't put a smile on your face, literally nothing will.
That's our thought too. You know, we love having, of course, the extra sparkle of the season, but I think any time of year, if someone said there was the perk of getting to drive on a racetrack, I mean, I'd be there.
Yeah, I would do that under any circumstances, let alone there gets to be Christmas lights and people cheering me on for no reason.
Absolutely. I'm 100% with you.
And specifically when you have, when it comes to the Peppermint Parkway, you have some special nights that was the main focus of what I wanted to talk to you about. Like you have on the 15th of December, you have an e-recycle night, which is not what you would associate with that sort of thing, but it's a great opportunity for somebody to come down, get rid of their old computer and have fun.
Absolutely. And what's best about it is when you donate those gently used electronics, you get that complimentary track lap we were just talking about. So it's all courtesy of Dell Technologies and Goodwill, and we're really excited to have them here this year.
And I'm willing to guarantee you, everybody that's out there listening, you have a computer, you have an old DVD player, something that is not eligible to be just chucked in the bin, and now is your chance. You get to drive around a racetrack if you do it.
Right. I mean, just like we're, sprucing up those Christmas trees to, fill the home with that kind of magic. Same thing. Maybe get your early spring cleaning started,
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Stay ahead of the curve and stay ahead of the curve so you can take a curve, huh? Did I just come up with a slogan? No?
I love it.
No.
Yeah, we'll take it. I'm telling our marketing team.
yeah, don't quit your day job, Brian. Also on December 17th, this one is actually, this was sort of the main reason why I'd reached out to you guys was the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Night. And when you think of Christmas lights, when you think of this experience, you think it is all visual, but it's not.
Yeah. One of these nights we're super proud of, absolutely, is that Deaf Santa Claus is going to be present to have interactions with all of our guests. We are working so hard to find more opportunities to get every member of our community that chance to have a really magical experience during the holidays and moving forward throughout every event that we have. But this was a new experience this year we're really proud of, and we can't wait to see how everyone reacts to it. And I think it's just going to be really special, one of those heartwarming nights for sure.
When people have sensory issues, whether it is a sensory lack of senses as far as hearing is concerned, or, you know, the other side of people who are like autistic and things like that, to have something mm-hmm. that is specifically catered to their sensory needs is just extraordinary. And then there's some beauty in that.
Thank you. Yeah, I would like to say here at Circuit of the Americas, it's a small team, believe it or not, but a team of people who really, really care. We care so much about this community and our neighbors. And, you know, every member has those unique needs, and we're really trying to continue learning and doing our best to serve them. I think everyone can use a little bit of, you know, joy here and there. And so we do our best to accommodate.
And we are talking to Katie Chow, the Director of Public Relations for the Circuit of Americas. We call it CODA around here. I don't know if you guys are bothered by that.
No, we love CODA. It's much easier to say.
It doesn't sound as cool, though, as Circuit of the Americas, though. That's got a really, that is a great name for a racetrack. Just on a complete sidebar thing, I have thought that from the beginning, that is a great name.
Well, I will tell our chairman and founder, I'm sure that they will be thrilled. And, you know, it's got the power to it, right? It's got that statement.
Well, anything of the Americas, you know, just excuse me for being a little overly nationalistic, perhaps, but that just sounds important.
Well, we're very happy to be here, and especially from Austin. So, you know, I think when people think the U.S. Grand Prix, which is hosted here every year and has been now for 10 races, you know, we love that they think of Texas and Central Texas and Austin as that kind of U.S. home. We're very proud of that. We love to theme ourselves in that red, white, and blue.
One of the things I knew about Austin before moving here is that randomly they had, because of Circuit of the Americas, they had become sort of the USA spot for F1. It was the ground zero in this country for F1 and F1 fandom even.
Absolutely. We're really, they call us the people's race, the race for the people. And I think it's because we present such an opportunity to not only see premier racing, but the way that our track is built so that you can walk all the way around it. It's not seen at a lot of tracks, believe it or not, and because we're a purpose-built and permanent track, you know, it's a very unique experience, and we love to make it that festival feel. So it's, you know, 3 days worth of excitement and entertainment and, of course, fantastic racing. But that's why they love us, is because we're built for the people, we're built for the fans.
Well, and you get to do stuff like this, is, you know, the Peppermint Parkway is, you know, you use the example of like the races that are coming up in, what is it, next year in Vegas, and the one that's in Miami. Those are road courses. They shut down the city and there is no actual race course. It is city streets that are shut down, and you don't get to do this sort of thing in the off season. You don't get to utilize it for other things like you guys do concerts and various other things. And so there's as you said, being a purpose-built track is you get to have fun in the off-season with other stuff too, as opposed to it just goes back to, you know, Third Avenue or whatever it is in Miami.
Absolutely. And we do. We have so much fun. I mean, year-round, there's always something happening, whether it's on track or it's families coming to go-kart at CODA Karting, which, believe it or not, those go-karts go up to 55 miles an hour. And we've always got something. It's a concert. It's this Peppermint Parkway event. You know, next year we'll host NASCAR again. We'll host the MotoGP. And then, of course, we'll come back to more concerts in the summer. And fall is filled with preparations for Formula One. But believe it or not, we'll have races up to a week or two beforehand on track, different car makers and sometimes training schools, racing schools. It's pretty cool.
One thing I have learned is that 55 miles an hour is slow in Texas.
Well, on a go-kart, boy, does it feel
true.
Fast. Boy, does it.
I also wanted to make sure that we mentioned that, you know, you on the December the 18th, you have Healthcare Worker Appreciation Night. On December 19th, you have Military Monday. And this is one of my favorites, from December 26th through the 30th, you have Teacher Appreciation Nights, because it is worth appreciating them more than just one day.
Oh my goodness, it absolutely is. You know, yes, of course, we're really excited to offer Healthcare Worker Night, you know, especially seeing what the last 2 years has been. You know, it's our way of saying thank you. Military Monday is great. Valero, our sponsor, they're providing fuel cards for all military who can show their ID. And then, of course, yes, this Teacher Appreciation Night, it's huge. And we're really actually going further than that to help out our neighboring school district, Del Valle Independent School District. We're donating 600 trees to their families, and we're just excited to kind of give back to education. It's so important, and working with these teams, you know, it's so clear what they do. So we're really happy to have these nights, because if this all we can do is give them that, all the glowing feelings of the holidays, you know, we're grateful to it, because these teachers are so, so important, and they have, you know, a lifelong impact.
They really truly do. And to be able to help them out, knowing the impact that they have on our society, is, you know, once again, there's some beauty in that also. And I very much, you know, as somebody who has teachers in his family, you know, I very much appreciate the when somebody does tip their cap towards them, because no matter how much appreciation they do get, it is still not enough. And I don't mean to single them out versus the military or any other organization like that. It's just, you know, the teachers, they have an everyday background impact on our society. And, you know, anytime you get to draw attention to that, you're doing good.
Right. Absolutely. I'm 100% with you.
And you had said that you were donating a bunch of trees to the Del Valle Independent School District, and that is from the tree lot that you actually have on site.
Yes, and it's brand new this year. Wonder Woods, our discount tree lot. I have to say, I was just in there last night, and you know, when you go shopping in a tree farm, there's sometimes you'll see the little bumps and the bruises, right? I don't want to toot our own horn, but I swear every tree looked like perfect, like it came out of a magazine. I mean, it was beautiful. They smell amazing. They're so cute. We've got 5 feet all the way up to 8 feet, and it's just really fun. It's fun to be in there, and you've got holiday movies and music playing nearby too. So when you come, it's just a full experience, and we're happy to give hundreds of those trees out to families in our neighboring community. It's again another way for us to say thanks. Thanks for being our neighbor. We appreciate you.
No Charlie Brown trees for you guys.
No Charlie Brown trees. No, like I said, I've, you know, in my many years of life, have done plenty of tree shopping, and these are some of the best that I've seen.
That's a Christmas tree alone is worth heading out to the Circuit of the Americas to. I find it, you know, I literally keep saying this with a smile on my face, thinking about how cool it is to drive a racetrack with a bunch of Christmas lights. Like, that is, if you could make something up as like a 12-year-old to do as an adult, that would be one of them.
You know, that's actually a really great point. And sometimes I wonder if that's really how a lot of this came to be. You know, there's some passionate leaders in this office who have been thinking about these things since they were kids and, you know, making their dreams come to life now as adults. It's pretty fun. We'll have to have you out here if you can get someone to drive you, or we'll send you in an Uber.
I'm sure my girlfriend would gladly drive me out there.
There
she may
you
leave
go.
Me
Perfect.
There, but she might drive me out there.
Well, I'm sure she'll enjoy it. There's a mistletoe kissing booth in the Peppermint Plaza, so don't forget to get that photo op.
And for the record, I'm willing to guarantee you that all of this started with an 8-year-old tugging on somebody's you know, pant leg, going, "Dad, Dad, Dad, I have an idea."
Well, you know what? That inner 8-year-old can come out and drop a letter to Santa while you're here as well.
And once again, we are talking to Katie Chow, the Director of Public Relations for the Circuit of the Americas. PeppermintParkway.com is a way to get information. Peppermint Parkway, their fun drive around the Circuit of the Americas with Christmas lights and decorations. And as you said, there's music and there's movies. There's a Christmas tree lot. There's, you know, hot cocoa. Just about everything you could possibly imagine for a winter experience is here in Austin, Texas for you, right at a racetrack, where exactly where you'd expect it.
We've got a little bit of something for everyone. We hope to see you all out here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us, and I very much appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful holiday season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.